From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression. Tillerson spoke in a meeting on North Korea's proliferation that convened by Japan. Saturday, North Korean state media again targeted President Trump for verbal attacks, referring to him as an old lunatic Trump and warning his administration officials to be prudent if they don't want to meet bitter disgrace and destruction. The article went on to warn that if Trump's regime resorts to military counteraction, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea and fall deeper into a quagmire. In Washington, Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang. A day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump said China is helping and the U.S. would like to have Russia's help. When asked if he supports talks with North Korea without precondition, Trump said, "We're going to see what happens with North Korea." The U.S. Embassy in Myanmar is expressing concern about two Reuters journalists who were arrested 3 days ago in the country, which also known as Burma. The embassy said in a statement that there has been no word on the reporters' whereabouts, and authorities have not allowed their families to visit. The journalists are working on stories about a military crackdown in Rakhine State, home of the ethnic minority Rohingyas. A military crackdown in the area has driven an estimated 600,000 Rohingya Muslims to neighboring Bangladesh. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. European leaders finished a summit in Brussels Friday, agreeing that Britain has done enough to move on to the second phase of negotiations to leave the EU. European Council President Donald Tusk urged the 27 European Union members to continue to present a united front as they move on to the second phase of Brexit talks.
As for the framework for future relations, it is now time for internal EU-27 preparations and exploratory contacts with the UK to get more clarity on their vision. On that basis, we should adopt guidelines and start negotiations next year. I trust that the unity on the EU side will continue.
Meantime, Tusk said EU leaders will find it very hard to reach a compromise in talks on a new policy for admitting refugees by a June deadline. Southern countries, including Italy and Greece, which take in a large number of asylum seekers who reach their shores, want every EU member state to be required to take in refugees. However, some eastern countries, including Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic, oppose the refugee quotas. The UN Refugee Agency has begun a mass voluntary repatriation of Sudanese refugees in the Central African Republic to homes they fled a decade ago in what was then war-torn Darfur. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Refugee Agency says the first group of more than 230 refugees have arrived at Sudan's Niala Airport from their camps in Bambari's Central African Republic. The UNHCR says it plans 66 more chartered flights to bring another 1,300 or so refugees to their homes of origin in Sudan's Darfur region by the end of the year. The refugees are among nearly 3,500 that have lived in Bambari since they fled fighting between Sudanese forces and armed groups in South Darfur. Despite the dark legacy left by the Darfur conflict, a growing number of refugees and internally displaced people have been returning spontaneously to their homes in the last few years. The UNHCR says this is largely due to improved security. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A strong earthquake shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Islands late Friday night, killing two adults in collapsed homes. It was not immediately clear how many people have been injured. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck just before midnight local time, about 200 kilometers away in the capital Jakarta. Office towers and apartment buildings swayed. It triggered a tsunami warning, but it was later lifted 2 hours later. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.